Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, Speaking Hope and Freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to join me on the broadcast today. Today is Thursday, November 12th, 2020. We are in the midst of an election chaos crisis. And I'm going to spend the day on the broadcast giving you a perspective that perhaps you've never thought of before. And to help me do that is two dear friends, two Iranian-American dear friends, Marzia Amirzadeh and Miriam Rostampour. They are the authors together of the book Captive in Iran. In 2009, they were on death row in Tehran for distributing New Testaments all over Iran, and they escaped execution by a miracle from God, and they live today here as citizens in the United States. They're very committed Christians and conservative-thinking Iranians. Just recently, my friend Marzia, wrote a very powerful argument and a very powerful article, I should say, about the election chaos. And she is speaking from experience. At one time, her and her best friend Miriam together, they lived in Iran. They understand the rigged, corrupt elections in Iran. And as citizens here today living in the United States, they are horrified with how the media and the deep state are behaving just like the Iranian regime. And so what I want to do today on The Cross in the Desert, I want to share this article that Marzia wrote. You can get this article. You can download it. You can share it. On my Facebook page, you'll see a link to it, as well as The Cross in the Desert on blogspot.com. I want you to hear what Iran taught me about corrupt elections by Marzia Amirzadeh. I moved to the United States in 2011 and proudly became an American citizen in June 2016. I love this beautiful country and its amazing people. This country and its people have given me so much, and I hope I can do something in return. As you know, these days all the news is about the election. Many people remain shocked and confused about the results of this election, despite all the propaganda by the fake news media, which tried to deceive people that Joe Biden is the winner of the election. I feel responsible to tell every one of you who listen today and who believe in Jesus and his power to assure you who is the true winner of this election and the chosen president of the United States, not only by majority vote, but also by God. Since the Iranian Revolution in 1979, elections in Iran are a symbolic game. The people of Iran don't have any role in electing a candidate to represent them. Whoever the supreme leader of Iran, the criminal Khamenei, decides to be the president of Iran will only be in power as a delegate who follows the rules of Khamenei. It is obvious that while a dictator like Khamenei rules over Iran, the Iranian people will never have a fair election, and the opinions of the Iranian people or the ballots do not matter. Most people in Iran do not approve of the Islamic Republic, but they have no power to change the system. Iranians have no hope for the future of their country or the elections until this regime is no longer in power. The people of Iran long to be free from this oppressive regime and have a free and democratic country. Iranians do not want the criminal Ayatollahs and hope that one day they will have a righteous government and experience true freedom. In 2009, during the presidential election, I was in prison for my Christian faith. I witnessed and heard how many innocent people were arrested, tortured, and murdered only because they were protesting against election fraud in Iran. The violence against peaceful protesters was terrible and beyond imagination. In 2016, after I became a U.S. citizen, I was very excited that as an American, I could vote for the very first time. I never had the experience of voting in my own country because, as I told you, evil and criminal mullahs who have captured the country for over 41 years are in power, and I never voted for those evil people. In 2016, I was very excited that here in the United States, I could vote for the candidate I really wanted, and there would be no cheating or fraud in the election. 4 years ago, I decided to vote for Donald Trump, but because of the toxic news media, I got confused and did not know really who to vote for. Then I prayed and asked God to show me who he wanted me to vote for. Since I gave my heart to Jesus, God speaks to me through my dreams and reveals truths and events really before they happen. This is the way that God communicates with me, guides me, and helps me make right decisions. After my prayers about the election, I had a dream in which God showed me Donald Trump as the chosen president of the United States. God revealed to me how Trump would bring great changes to this country. After that dream, I became sure that Trump was God's chosen president. However, since 2016, President Donald Trump has been attacked nonstop by Democrats and even wrongfully impeached. Despite all the attacks, he stood firm and fought for this country and the American people. This year, before the election, more than a month ago, God gave me another dream. He showed me how Joe Biden would cheat in this election and try to steal the people's votes. After that dream, I knew the fraud would happen soon. The night of the election, again, the Holy Spirit woke me at 3 a.m. to pray for the election and for the president. Nowadays, Joe Biden, who is the true loser of this election, with the help of the fake news media, is trying to show himself as the winner of the election. I believe that Joe Biden is not the winner, but is a big loser. In my eyes, there is no difference between him and what the Islamic Republic does in the elections in Iran. What he reminds me of the system of elections in Iran. Recently, the supreme leader of Iran, the murderer of thousands of innocent people, has mocked the liberal democracy and the U.S. elections on Twitter. Quote, "The situation in the U.S. and what they themselves say about their elections is a spectacle. This is an example of the ugly face of liberal democracy in the U.S. Regardless of the outcome, one thing is absolutely clear: the definite political, civil, and moral decline of the U.S. regime." End quote. I believe Joe Biden learned a good lesson from his friends and supporters in the Islamic Republic regime, how to deceive people and take power. The fake news and the social media also are trying to cover the big fraud for him and tell us that Biden is the chosen president by the will of the people and is the true winner of the election. I wrote this in order to tell each one of you who voted for the president, that is Donald Trump, that now is the time to be united and support the president in this battle. The United States is a country governed by law, not by fraudulent and corrupt people. Therefore, let us not be disappointed or give up on this election and stand with the president in his battle against the corrupt people. This is not only his battle, but everyone who believes in the truth and in God's will. Don't allow the fake news to decide for you and to determine the future of this country. We should all pray on our knees for the president and for the future of the U.S. Let us show the world the true power of God and his miracles through the mighty name of Jesus. As a country under God, we must stand for righteousness together and not accept the fraud and the cheating. We have to teach dictators like Khamenei in Iran what the rule of law and true democracy means, that in a democratic country like the United States, fraud and cheating has no place, and even if this happens, it can be peacefully set right without people being arrested, tortured, and murdered. I really want to thank my dear friend Marzia Amorizadeh for that really powerful and insightful article, What Iran Taught Me About Corrupt Elections. And she was a witness for many years about how there is really no such thing as a democratic election in Iran. And she looks at what's happening now with our media and the deep state, and it reminds her of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This should never be. And we must pray fervently for the truth to be revealed and for Donald Trump to be reelected by the will of the people for a second term. What I want to do right now is I want to play a clip of the testimony of Marzia Amorizadeh and Miriam Rostampour from their book Captive in Iran, what life was like for them as they suffered for their faith in Evin prison. Let's listen.
Hi, my name is Maryam, and I'm from Iran.
Hello, my name is Marzia, and I'm from Iran too. We both converted to Christianity 14 years ago. We met each other in 2005 while we were studying theology courses in Turkey. Then we decided to go back to Iran to serve our people because we knew how much the Iranian people are thirsty to hear about God's grace and love. As you know, there is no freedom in our country. There is no hope for people's future. The young generation in our country are so hopeless. They are tired of the wrong rules of Islam and just following the religious rules. Most of the people are under so much pressure and stress because of the government's inhuman rules, and they are so depressed. When we talk to them about Jesus and the message of salvation, people, especially the young generation, were so open and eager to hear more about Christianity because Jesus' message is about love and grace, which is completely different from teaching of Islam.
Yes, you know, in Iran, there is just a false and distorted version of Bible, and people cannot find the real version of Bible. We both had this passion in our heart to put the real Bible in people's hands. So when we returned to Iran for the first 2 years, we distributed 20,000 New Testaments in Tehran and in a few other cities. We divided the city into squares on a huge wall map. At night, we carried 140 books each in our bags, visited one area at a time, and put the New Testaments in mailboxes. Furthermore, we were evangelizing people every day. Whenever we went for shopping, eating at restaurants, or doing our chores, we were talking to people about Jesus and handing them a Bible as a gift. After that, we started two house churches, one for prostitutes and one for young people, in our own apartment. You know, all these activities are illegal in Iran because no one is allowed to promote any other religion except Islam. Finally, the government found out about our activities and they arrested us in March 2009. They sent us to Evin, one of the most notorious prisons in Iran, for charges of anti-government, blasphemy, apostasy, and promoting Christianity in Iran.
You know, first week, especially the first day, was awful. For the first few weeks, We were just praying for our release because the condition was so difficult. We had long hours of interrogation, which was like a mental torture. And also they threatened us with physical torture. For example, one day they sent us to a dirty cell in a basement and told us, you must give us all the information about your friends, otherwise we will beat you until you vomit blood. At that time, we were so scared, pale, and even we couldn't talk. The only thing that we could do was praying for each other, and the Holy Spirit really strengthened us. When we could see God's miracles and how He was using us to give His message to our fellow prisoners, it was so encouraging. And we could trust God's plan for us even in prison. During the time that we were in prison, we experienced the new meaning of the church. The Iranian government had tried to silence us by keeping us in prison, but we had more opportunity to talk to people and to give the message of salvation to our fellow prisoners. Even though we were in prison, but we were free. And we experienced that the church is not just about a building. Everywhere can be a church, even a dark and brutal place like Evin prison.
At the beginning they were supposed to execute us by hanging, but because of all the international pressures and especially the support of all Christians from all around the world, they had to release us because the Iranian government wanted to show the world that there is religious freedom in our country, which is not true, and still many people are in prison because of their faith. After we got released in November 2009, we had to leave our country because we couldn't stay in Iran and live as Christians and continue our mission. So we moved to Turkey. As soon as we got to Turkey, we started writing the story of our imprisonment and also the stories of many women whom we believe that they were the victims of the Iranian government and the wrong rules of Islam. Because we promised most women in prison to be a voice for them by sharing their stories. When we moved to the U.S., we found a very good publisher and they helped us to publish our book, which is called Captive in Iran, and it was released on the 2nd of April 2013. Today we are living in the U.S., a free country, and we really praise God for this freedom. Our goal here is to be a voice for those who are still in persecution by spreading the message of our book and also to share how the Lord has been working in our lives with the American church. We both feel responsible and we want to inform other nations about what is going on in countries like Iran.
And you know, our message to the church in America is that don't take your freedom for granted. In many countries like Iran, people are suffering because of the lack of freedom. They don't have any voice. They don't have any rights. They cannot even choose how to worship God or how to think. They had to hide their beliefs. Otherwise, they would end up to a jail or would die. We both believe that the freedom that we have in this country is really a blessing and a valuable gift from God.
And we should know that this is Jesus' greatest command to each one of us to go to the world and make people His disciples. We all should feel responsible and we need to use this freedom and we should pray in order to be a tool in God's hands to give His message to other people and to other nations, especially to those people who live in the persecuted countries. We believe that our voices together can make a huge difference.
It is so powerful. I never tire of hearing their testimony. Marzia Amirzadeh, Miriam Rostampour, Captive in Iran. If there is one book you have never read, you have got to read it. At a time like this, when our freedoms are being challenged, and Marzia said it best, don't take your freedoms for granted. This election chaos prompted Marzia to write the article I shared with you. But you really need to read the story of their perseverance and the miracle of their escape from Iran from their book, Captive in Iran. At the end of her article, Marzia shared a scripture, Romans 8:28, that says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." Let this song by Petra be encouraging to you this morning.
There are times when you feel like you can't go on. There are times when you feel like giving in. And there are times when you feel like you can't try anymore. There are times of trouble in believing. This test of your faith it takes the path. Do you have no more doubt you'll endure? And your faith will emerge true and good. No doubt it'll be alright. With God it'll all work together for good. No doubt. But it's there.
powerful worship music from Petra, a song with a promise. God will work all things together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. If you love the Lord and you are called according to his purpose, God will work your situation out. He promises. And that is the promise I believe he has for this election, that though there has been much evil done, God will cause everything to work together for good. Here's what Joseph said to his brothers after he met them. What you meant for evil, God meant for good. We need to trust him in this chaos, that according to his plan and purpose, it's going to work out for God's glory and it's going to work out for our good. Here's what you can do to help in the process. Number one, pray. Pray on your knees for our president and the evil that is being brought against him, forces of the deep state and the media. Number two, share this podcast on your Facebook page. Share it with your friends. Number three, there is a link to Marzia's story, and you can share it. That's what she said. Please don't like it. Share it. That is our responsibility. She wrote this article, and she was really led of the Lord to write this powerful article. And it really, this is a good article that you can read, you can share with your friends, because it is so true. Marzia lived through it. Miriam lived through it. They know the corrupt and deceitful elections. And what they're saying, what Marzia is saying, is that what happened in Iran, she sees it happening here in the United States, the country of freedom where she and her friend Miriam came to live. So this is your responsibility. Pray and share. And when we do that, we are fighting for our president. We have to do something. God is sovereign and in control, but we are also responsible. We have a duty and a responsibility in these next few weeks. We don't sit idly by and complain and worry and listen to the media. We need to be on our knees. We need to be busy. And if we fight together, I believe with all my heart, God is going to work out this problem, this chaos. I believe he will defeat for once and for all the deep state that is so aligned against them. Remember, Donald Trump said it best. They're not out just for me. They're out for you. I just stand in the way. Our freedoms are on the line, folks. Democratic people, Democratic operatives are making a list of Trump supporters. We need to act. We need to pray. We need to dispel the darkness with the truth. Thank you so much for listening today. God bless you, and I will see you Monday on the next Cross in the Desert.